Hey everyone, buckle up, because today we're going deep on something pretty cool. Gold trading, but with a really interesting twist.
Yeah.
Forget about like those old-timey images of, dusty vaults and guys in suits. We're talking about how tech is shaking things up in a major way.
Yeah, definitely a modern take on a very old asset.
Exactly. And get this. Imagine trading gold being as simple as, clicking a button, or even better, earning interest on your gold holdings.
Interesting, right?
So we dug into some research on this company called Tradewind that's trying to make all that happen. So let's unpack this thing.
Let's do it.
First things first, we're talking about the gold market,
Right.
right?
Okay.
And this isn't just some niche thing. This is massive. Like globally, we're talking $4 to $5 trillion.
Yeah, and it's a huge market. I think often people forget about it or don't really realize the scale of the gold market.
Yeah. And why should people care about that? Like what's the relevance for our listeners?
Well, for starters, it's a potential investment opportunity, right? I mean, a market that size, there's got to be ways to, make some money.
Yeah.
And beyond that, it's a huge part of global finance. So understanding how it works and how it's changing is important for, anyone interested in economics or investing.
So then, what's the problem with the gold market as it is now?
Well, traditionally, trading gold has been this really clunky process. You've
Yeah.
got multiple intermediaries, lots of paperwork. It's slow, it's expensive, it's a headache, and that's exactly the problem that Tradewind is trying to solve.
So they're trying to like streamline it, modernize it, make it, user friendly, I guess.
Exactly. And the way they're doing it is really interesting. They're using digital ledger technology, blockchain, basically.
Oh, okay. So we're getting into the crypto world a little bit
A
here.
little bit, but it's important to understand that this isn't about some made-up digital asset. We're still talking about real physical gold.
Gotcha. So it's like the best of both worlds, kind of.
Yeah, they're bridging the gap between the traditional and the digital.
So where does the actual gold come in? Like, where is it?
It's stored at the Royal Canadian Mint, which guarantees its value. Oh, okay, so it's like super secure. We're not talking about some shady warehouse somewhere.
Right. It's about as secure as you can get.
So Tradewind is a subsidiary of Wellfield Technologies.
That's right.
So who is this, like who can actually use Tradewind to trade gold?
Well, their target audience is what are called permissioned entities.
Permission entities. Now, what does that mean?
So think of it like an exclusive club for big regulated players, like institutional investors, mining companies, and high net worth individuals.
Okay, so not something that, I could just sign up for on my phone.
Not directly, but there are still ways for everyday investors to participate indirectly.
How so?
Well, through financial products like
Ask about
ETFs.
systems.
Yeah, ETFs that might utilize this technology, so you might be able to get exposure to Tradewind's system without actually trading on it yourself.
Interesting. So it's kind of trickling down to the average investor eventually.
Exactly.
Okay, so for these big players, these permissioned entities, what's the big draw? Like, why would they choose Tradewind over the traditional way of doing things? Well, our sources point to a bunch of advantages.
Lay it on me.
First off, fees are way lower.
Okay, so more money in their pocket.
Exactly. And then transactions happen instantly.
So no more like waiting weeks for things to clear.
No more waiting at all.
That's nice.
And then because of the way blockchain works, there's no risk of someone backing out of a deal.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's all very secure and transparent.
So it sounds like it's more efficient, less risky, and potentially more profitable.
That's the idea.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that you can actually earn interest on your gold holdings with Tradewind.
Right.
How does that work?
It's a system designed to encourage more trading on the platform.
Okay.
Investors can essentially lend their gold to the system.
Like a loan.
Yeah, it's called providing
Looking at
liquidity.
liquidity. All right.
And in return, they get a share of the trading fees.
Yeah, and in return, they get a share of the trading fees.
So the more trading that happens, the more money those who provide liquidity earn.
Exactly. It's like a little gold-backed ecosystem. I gotta admit, though, I'm starting to get a little lost to the technical weeds here. Like, how does all this actually work behind the scenes?
Well, it's pretty complex, but essentially they leverage something called a permissioned layer 2 rollup built on Ethereum.
Okay, I won.
Permissioned layer 2 rollup.
Okay, you lost me.
Think of it as like a separate, super secure and efficient lane dedicated specifically to Tradewind's transactions.
So it's like a special highway just for gold trading.
Exactly. And then they also utilize Wellfield's proprietary liquidity management protocol called Liquify.
Liquify, all right.
And their automated market maker, which determines the prices, is based on a modified version of something called Uniswap.
Okay, you're getting a little too technical for me now.
Oh, sorry.
But it sounds like they've really put a lot of thought into this.
Oh, yeah. They've partnered with Fireblocks, too, for help with creating and managing those digital gold tokens.
And, of course, having the Royal Canadian Mint involved, that definitely adds a lot of legitimacy and trust.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the RCM even recognizes Tradewind's digital records as legal ownership of the gold.
So it's like a real official thing.
It is, and they're already using the system for their own vault chain gold and silver, which is worth about $200 million.
Wow, so they're putting your money where their mouth is.
Yeah, it's not just theoretical.
So to recap, we've got a potentially game-changing way to trade gold, backed by a super-trusted institution, and you can even earn interest on your holdings.
It's a pretty compelling package.
So what's the catch?
Well, like with any investment, there are risks.
Of course.
Gold prices can be volatile, and it's important to remember that Tradewind is making gold trading more accessible and potentially more profitable, but it doesn't eliminate the inherent risks of investing in gold itself.
Right. So do your research understand the market before jumping in?
Exactly.
Solid advice. So their new marketplace is launching mid-2025.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how this plays out. Like, will it actually revolutionize how people think about and invest in gold?
It's a big question, isn't it? And it makes you wonder, could this model be applied to other traditional markets? Like, could this be the beginning of a whole new way of doing business and finance?
That's a really interesting thought. Like, what other industries could benefit from this kind of technology?
Food for thought, right?
Definitely. So we've only scratched the surface here, folks. There's a lot more to explore, but we're out of time for today.
Time flies when you're talking about gold.
That's the truth. So let us know what you think about all this. What other markets could be transformed by this type of technology? Head over to our website, leave a comment, or send us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, let's keep the conversation going.
And in the meantime, happy investing, everybody.
Happy investing.
We'll see you next time.